This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States joined the United Kingdom and Israel in accusing Iran of carrying out a deadly drone strike that killed two aboard a tanker off Oman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement in a statement Sunday. Blinken said, upon review of the available information, we're confident that Iran conducted this attack, which killed two innocent people, using one-way explosives as a lethal capability it's increasingly employing throughout the region. He added that there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. Iran earlier denied being involved. Israel's prime minister directly blamed Iran and made a veiled threat about retaliating. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military leader has now declared himself prime minister and said that he would lead the country under the extended state of emergency elections and until they are held under about 2 years. A state of emergency was declared when troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st. That's an action the general said was permitted under the military-authored 2008 Constitution. The military claimed her landslide victory in last year's national election was achieved through massive fraud, but they didn't offer any evidence. The military takeover was met with multiple massive public protests that had resulted in a lethal crash.